We're learning some new details about the man who was charged with plotting to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Police say his sister convinced him to call 911 as he was standing near the judge's home. And here is a portion of that 911 call that he made.
Do you need medical attention?
I need psychiatric help.
Do you have access to any weapons?
Yes, I brought a firearm with me, but it's unloaded and locked in a case.
And you said you came from California. Do you know someone down here?
Brett Kavanaugh. Brett.
Rex.
The Supreme Court Justice.
FBI officials say that the 26-year-old was upset about the leak of the Supreme Court opinion related to abortion rights. He's also upset about an upcoming gun case and the school shooting that occurred last month in Uvalde, Texas. Joining us now is the chief of the Montgomery County, Maryland Police Department, Marcus Jones. Can you just tell us, Chief, a little bit more about this 911 call?
Yes. On that particular evening, the individual that was arrested had made a made the 911 call, and we would later find out that he had actually arrived in a taxi cab at near the residence of Justice Kavanaugh, at which point in time he began to walk down the street to actually to see the residence, where he observed the U.S. Marshals who were actually there guarding the U.S. Supreme Court Justice and his family. And so the individual decided to continue to walk by, but in the meantime, he texted his sister to tell her what his intentions were, at which point in time she convinced him to actually to pick up the phone and call 911 to basically turn himself in and not to do what he had planned to do.
He observes the marshals. He's carrying quite a bit of equipment with him. Is that right?
Oh yes, that's correct. It was interesting that he had a suitcase full of equipment and literally no clothes that he actually flew from California to the Washington D.C. area in order to actually to carry out this plot.
Did the marshals? He sees them. Did the marshals see him?
They did, but again, he was on the street. On the residential street, there was at that point in time, there was nothing outside of them just being observant that that tipped them off that this is that was his intention. And again, he continued to walk by the residence. He didn't stop near the residence and do, for example, surveillance. He just simply observed them and continued to walk until he contacted his sister.
Have you heard from the suspect's sister?
We have not heard from, this investigation has been turned over to the FBI for any follow-up in regards to the investigation. So we have not heard anything further from the sister with my agency.
He walks down the street after seeing the marshals. How far past the house was he as he was sitting there and making his phone call?
Right. So he walks literally down the street around the corner. He's not actually arrested on the same street as the justice, but he's in the neighborhood. So when the 911 call comes in, our dispatcher did an excellent job. Our call taker did an excellent job of talking to the individual, gathering the information to be able to relay that to our officers. Who in turn communicated with the U.S. Marshals about this individual in nearby in the neighborhood, but he never was anywhere near the, at least in eye contact with the Marshals. At that point, he was around the corner when our officers were able to locate him and then to be able to place him under arrest.
What more do you know about his plan, what his plan was to presumably go to the house?
Well, I would just say this. I think his plan was, if he could have, if there was the opportunity to, I think he had significant plans to actually break into the residence. I think he had actual plans to actually do what he said he was going to do. And I think, from the standpoint that I think he might have also committed suicide after if he was able to pull this event off. But beyond that, I mean, we don't, you know, again, based upon him really not, he thought it out. He actually knew exactly where he was going. But what further information he had, I don't have any information as it relates to that. But it just seemed to me that that would have been his ultimate plan, was to break into the residence in order to try to assassinate the justice.
As we've seen some protests outside of the homes of justices, have you enforced the federal law that bars protests like that? How are you handling that?
So here in Montgomery County, we are, again, our local police department for the county. We do not enforce federal law. We do have state and local laws that pertain to protest. So we have had several protests in this Chevy Chase area, and we have, you know, basically done what we have traditionally done as it relates to any protest for any individual when it comes to groups or individuals protesting at residences. And that means that we have these specific rules that people have to abide by. They are allowed to be in the neighborhoods, but they must continuously walk. They cannot stand specifically in front of a neighborhood with signs and bullhorns and yelling at the residents. They must not block sidewalks, and they must not block the streets. And if they violate any of those particular items, then we are those particular regulations, then we will arrest them, and we basically inform them of any protests that we have at the residences, particularly that we've had recently at Supreme Court's justices' homes. We make sure that we tell them this information so that they are clear on the law. And so generally over the past couple of months, that has been fruitful for them to understand, and we've had no arrests to this point.
Chief Jones, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.